Thank you very much, Madam President. And I also thank delegations for their comments and questions. Many of your questions have been answered by my fellow panelists, but perhaps I can add a few comments. As Canada, we agree, of course, with the comments made by the distinguished Dutch ambassador. Absolutely, we should start negotiations. And perhaps next time we can have him up here on the panel, because he will be much more eloquent and less and take less time in basically conveying that that message that he did during his intervention. The question raised by Algeria, how can we break the stalemate? Of course, we are grateful to the work done by Algeria in support of FMCT. And of course, it is difficult to deal with the real strategic issues that may be behind the facade of discussions that we sometimes have in the CD, and that we need to address by making step-by-step progress towards complete nuclear disarmament and building confidence and trust, and of course dealing with the difficult, tense international environment. But that's of course way above my pay grade. But I think to some extent we need to take delegations seriously when they raise objections in the CD to the possibility of negotiating an FMCT, or for that matter, other agreements and arrangements in the CD that deal with disarmament. And many of these objections are indeed of a procedural nature, and in many ways procedural vetoes are used, as I mentioned during my intervention, to block progress moving forward. We seem to be often in the CD more concerned about preserving the integrity of the rules of procedure than anything else. From that point of view, we really believe that we need perhaps to scale down our emphasis on procedure and start getting to the substance. And the best way of getting to the substance is indeed to start negotiations. Of course, the comprehensive and balanced program of work to which the CD aspires is, a wonderful ideal, but the CD has never agreed on such a thing. And using that mantra as an excuse for not making progress on anything, for not moving, the idea that we need to move forward on all issues at the same speed, which is a bit of an exaggeration of that concept, but perhaps describes it very briefly. That is also an obstacle to us moving forward. And from our point of view, again, it's a matter of scaling down those procedural objections. The question by Kazakhstan about taking FMCT or negotiations outside the CD and what mandate would be used. As I sort of flagged in my intervention, we don't see the forum issue as the key issue. I would agree with other panelists. What really counts is having all the key states on board, at least eventually when we reach agreement on a treaty. And as I said, in the CD, we have all the key parties present. If we move the negotiations outside the CD, that could potentially be a way of dealing with some of those endless procedural objections in the CD and the straitjacket that we are to some extent subjected to by way of extending vetoes to every little procedural matter. So where there is political will, the forum is easily found. But if the forum that's called the CD will never produce, then perhaps we have to start reflecting on a different forum. But it's probably not the first thing that needs to be on our mind. But as I hinted at during my presentation, the same people doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome, that's the definition of insanity. And at some point, we'll have to reckon with that. But of course, we should make every effort in the CE first and foremost. The ambassador of Spain has indeed spoken about some of the issues we have all tried to address to some extent. Are behind the objections in the conference on disarmament intransigent positions that are hidden? And yes, there probably are hidden positions. But as I said, we need to also take seriously what states tell us and address those matters, and then hopefully address the hidden issues during the negotiations. The point made by Iran about haves and have-nots and the IAEA as the appropriate verification regime has been addressed to a large extent already by my colleagues. Of course, in an ideal world, we all want to be equal, and we would perhaps get there as much as we can if we ultimately achieve the ultimate goal of eliminating nuclear weapons. Negotiating an FMCT is a step in that direction. Until we get there, you know, we have unequal status in the NPT. We have unequal status in so many ways at the Security Council. These are unfortunately realities of life. But if we take a step-by-step approach towards complete nuclear disarmament, it will get us closer to that egalitarian world. The question posed by Egypt about including existing stocks, again, I agree with my colleagues that an FMCT could assist in addressing the arms race and assist with non-proliferation and arms control. And it has value from that perspective. And ultimately, starting negotiations, perhaps establishing a framework treaty, as I mentioned, that has been proposed by Brazil, might eventually lead also to take FMCT further and deal with existing stocks and make it a stronger disarmament treaty. But we'll never get there if we don't start. So that would be my appeal. And then the comment made by Italy about the moratorium. Can a moratorium help? And yes, from Canada's point of view, we believe a moratorium is an important confidence-building measure that should help us taking those steps. And we welcome that in the FMCT context and in the CTBT context. It is a concrete, practical step that can be undertaken even in the absence of full agreement on an FMCT. And it would help us get there. That's my view. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.